The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families. From the book of Esther, the 4th chapter, the 14th verse, come these words. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this? The title of the devotion is These Days. What are we to make of these days? Did you ever expect to live through times such as our news is reporting? What would our great-grandparents think of our times? Surely people of a few generations back would never have guessed we would be getting driving directions from space. Imagine their surprise to see a group of people sitting together at a restaurant, all staring at separate cell phones. Much would amaze them, but also much would disturb them, even as we find some things to be disturbing. Early in the last century, the saying was, every day in every way the world is getting better and better. Who says that today? How much more likely are we to hear someone say that they are giving up on this world? Some think that moving to a different country would solve their problems. Others realize that there's no place anywhere in the world that is problem-free. Where does this leave us? Exactly where God wants us to be. He could have had us born at the time that Jesus walked this earth, when our nation agreed that in God we trust. But he chose us to live during these days, just as he once chose a Jewish girl to live among a godless people as a queen. Her name was Esther. She became queen by winning a beauty contest after the former queen was dumped by her husband. That already shows something about the morals and the politics of the country she was living in. Then things got worse. The government decided to eliminate the Jews. It was an early version of Hitler's final solution. This would be a Holocaust. But Esther would be safe. They did not know she was a Jew unless she told them. It was her uncle that asked if maybe this is why God had led her to the position she was in. She knew it was true. She knew what she had to do. She risked her life, revealed her identity, and used her influence to have the death decree reversed. For such a time as this. It makes us think, doesn't it? It makes us wonder why we have been placed here at this time. There are those who say that our nation is at a time of crisis. Maybe it is. But it is not left adrift in a sea of change. There is a guiding hand. There are boundaries in place. We may not see that, but we are part of that. We have a role in this. Like an Esther, we live in a hostile world. Sometimes we open ourselves to attack and danger if we do the right thing. Sometimes we seem out of place by calling out to the world that there is a God in the heavens, and his way and his will is going to prevail. At a time of confusion and fear, we can point people to reality and hope. We can point them to the Savior God. We pray. We realize that you, Heavenly Father, our Lord of all, we willingly place our lives into your hands because we know of your love for us and your power to rule over the world. We remember that your Son came to a time and place so that our salvation could be won for us. We ask that we follow his example by using the times and places you provide for doing your work by following your will. Grant this for his sake. Amen. This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.